I understand that his akin with Disney is termed an affinity, and you're trying to find out if other kids with autism on the autism spectrum might be able to use a similar technique as Owen to communicate?
That's right. 3 years ago, when the book Life Animated was published, we were beset by parents from over the world who called and said, I get it now. I see that my kid uses these passions that were often seen as obsessions. And now I think the view is that they're not. They're not so much prisms as pathways. So that's the way spectrum people process the world, through their passions. Mm-hmm. And so Cornelia and I said, how can we create a scalable, easy-to-use version of ourselves that other parents can use, no matter what the child's passion is, what their interest is? So we grabbed a couple of the leading technologists in the country, including one of the founders of Siri, and other leading technologists and neuroscientists and specialists in autism. We brought them together in a consortium and built a new kind of augmentative supportive technology called Sidekicks, named by Owen himself. And it's right now available to people if they go to sidekicks.com. It's also available on the App Store. It's a free download. And what it does is it allows a parent to share on connected iPhones or devices of any kind, computer to phone, iPad, share whatever the child's passion is, and help them use this passion to identify emotions and regulate them, to arrive at deepened insights, to essentially grow and become more independent. It's very much next generation technology that is easily accessible for parents to use.
Have you heard from parents who have found it helpful?
Yes, indeed. We had about 100 parents that were active in a pilot we did over the last year, and they were the results were quite the early results were quite striking. Children, of course, were joyful. Several of the children showed growth in emotional regulation and identification, growth in speech, and really built capacities to connect. The way it works is that the child downloads avatars on his or her phone. When the parent talks or types into their phone or computer, it comes through in real time in the voice of the character on the child's phone. The child talks to the character, and you can hear it wherever you are. You can carry on a conversation that breathes life into a virtual assistant for the child. And that virtual assistant grows in automation through usage.
And I saw that you have also launched an affinity survey with Autism Speaks.
Yeah, that's right. So so about a month ago, Autism Speaks and we partnered to do the first ever comprehensive survey of affinities among the autistic spectrum population in the United States. That survey is completed. We're right now analyzing the data, and we'll be releasing that in a white paper in the next few weeks. And it's quite extraordinary, actually. I mean, what we found is that the affinities are quite diverse across a wide landscape of interests. What we began to understand is that many, many folks on the spectrum use affinities in ways that are similar in terms of activity and incentive and capacity, similar to the way that we help Owen use Disney. People like their affinities. They use them. One of the things that we found in our research is that the way they, and it's a very nice phrase in one of our leading, we have lots of the leading autism specialists working with us, is that they use these affinities as code breakers to crack the code of themselves, their relationship with others, their place in the world. They draw from these deep areas of expertise. They draw from them what they need to make their way in the world with enormous improvisational and creative energy. That's what's so interesting about it. Owen turned Disney, the lyrics and dialogue from Disney, hundreds of hours of it, into his own form of communication. He invented his own emotional language using dialogue and lyrics. Folks in the spectrum do this with almost every single affinity they have, from dinosaurs to astrophysics. Thereby drawing from it deeper meanings, deeper capacities, and using it to get what they need to make their way in the world.
Sure. Have there been any other patterns kind of that have arose from any of the research about you know, maybe other movies or books or just any other kind of mediums of affinities?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, there's obviously a lot of folks on the spectrum like movies, like The Moving Image. But it's quite diverse, you know. There are folks who do what we did with Owen. They do it with trains, with maps, with astronomy, with paleontology. I'll give you one example to help people understand how it works, that they do this with anything they embrace. And the choice is what they embrace. That's important. That's a choice they make. And it's a choice they make in terms of what nourishes them and the way their neurology is constructed. You know, again, it's just like the rest of us with the interests that we have. We just tend to move around a bit more. We probably, in general, folks have a more diverse array of interests. And they don't. We don't rely on these passions quite in the way that folks on the spectrum do. Of course, it's also the way many famous artists do. Or, you know, folks with powerful expressions in many disciplines. But here's an example. A young lady came up to me at a speech recently, and I said, "So what's your thing?" She says, "Well, I'm, you know, paleontology. I love dinosaurs." I said, "Great. So teach me something. What's your favorite dinosaur?" And she said, "Well, you know, I don't want to tell you because you'll laugh. Everybody laughs when I tell them ever since Jurassic Park." I said, "Okay, I promise I won't laugh." It's okay. "Well, my favorite dinosaur is the Velociraptor." I said, "Okay, I get it. Why they laugh? That's a monstrous, bloodthirsty animal." And she's like, "I know." She says, "But here's the thing. You see, the Velociraptors are pack animals. That means they move in packs and groups. Now, inside of the pack, of course, they're not all the same. Like any group of animals or anything at all, they're diverse. And so the key is they have to understand who in the pack does what well. And if they work together, they can take down a much larger dinosaur. So it's about interdependency and about seeing the qualities in others, and as well as those seeing those qualities in us.
Wow, what a deep deep answer.
Yeah. Now, I'm telling you, there's not a paleontologist in the world that would come up with that.
Right.
But here's a young lady who, what she does is she's drawing from her passion what she needs to make her way in the world. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's what we all do with the passions that we have. We find in these interests, these powerful, you know, affinities. We find in them what we need to sustain ourselves, to nourish ourselves, to help us know ourselves. And folks in the spectrum do that with a kind of force and intensity, and in many cases, brilliance, that is beyond the rest of